Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our Place, episode 603.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi everyone, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
And Vector in the background. You can hear Vector's playing Vector around there in the background.
Yes, he's part of the Our Place team today.
Indeed, absolutely. And he's being very lively today. Yeah. He's not having a duvet day. He's whizzing around.
Sun's nice today.
Sun's out. That's probably what it is. You can probably hear him chirping there in the background. How are you all doing? We're all okay, aren't we?
I think we are.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
It's
been a bit of a while. Been about 6 weeks.
Yeah, apologies for that. We couldn't actually on the day we were meant to anyway, because we had a visitor, as far as I can remember. Now, I know there was a reason, and I think that was it.
Yeah, I think so.
Should we start with a little bit of feedback we got?
Yeah, so we got some feedback from David Weston. Do you want to remind us what it said, Ange?
Yeah, he said he enjoyed that last podcast. He said he enjoys all the podcasts and he can keep up the good work.
Thank you.
He likes the podcasts.
Yep.
But he enjoyed the bit last time, especially about reading things when you have no sight or hearing.
Right.
Because you told him about
yes, indeed.
The guy you went to see, didn't you?
Yes, indeed. And I've got some more on that coming up.
Oh, okay. That'll be good. So we can follow that up in a minute.
Yeah, so that's really good. And it's more good news as well in that regard.
Excellent. But David said he'd never thought of the problem of that, because he can hear enough to do it. As I think most people that have a hearing problem have hearing, you know what I mean? I imagine it's a minority who have no hearing.
Indeed.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The same as it's a minority who are completely blind, isn't it, in the same way?
Yeah, not only that, he's, as I said before, he's only been learning Braille for a year.
Yeah, and that makes it even more interesting.
So he's done very well.
Yes.
I have to say, he's only doing grade one Braille.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine.
He may go on.
He may go on. I hope he does.
There's no reason not to if he likes it.
He's not bothered about it, though.
Well, that's fair enough.
You know, if he's happy with grade one, then that's fine. We've set the device that he's got up to grade one, so
that's
absolutely fine.
So, yes. I mean, a bit more about not thinking of problems. We don't, do we? Until we're confronted with it, or we have one ourselves, personally.
Yeah.
And then we have to quickly work out a way, or sometimes quite quickly.
Yeah.
Like what happened to me when I fractured my shoulder. Thank heavens it was the left one, because I'm right-handed, but I had to do as much as possible with the right hand, and dressing and undressing was a pain.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They said you could take the sling off to dress and to eat, especially to dress and that.
Yeah.
But it was hard to do anything because it hurt, and you as little movement as possible. One of the specialists, the doctors, told me, you know, mustn't move it too much because the fracture could get worse. But so anyway, but that was hard, and I very quickly had to and I remember the first time I was doing that, I was very focused on what I had to do. So, all right, I've got to do this. You don't think of it, I'd never do that. And it comes and you do, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's things that would defeat. If it had been my right hand, heaven knows what, I don't know. They did say, did I have anyone at home? Was I managing and all this? And, you know, so maybe they would have, if I was on my own, it might have been different. But we didn't do any, I wasn't allowed to iron because I wasn't allowed to, well, drag the ironing board about for a start and put things on it, you know. I couldn't do that one-handed. I could iron one-handed, but not, obviously. But there was quite a few. So, yes, we don't think about these issues till they actually come up, and, you know, and then we see them in somebody else and you sort of think, how do we get round this one? So, yes, everyone gets educated when you're faced with problems.
Just to expand on that, we might as well talk about it now
because we should.
But basically, I've been to his house again this month to provide him with a BrailleSense 6. He'd borrowed a Polaris and he got on with the Polaris, so we provided him with a BrailleSense 6, which he bought from us. And we had a day's, connecting to the iPhone and getting him to do things in Braille. And what I didn't realise when I last went, because I spoke to his support worker, lovely lady called Jo, who has to sign on his hand and things like that, very patient lady. And we spoke, and neither of them knew that you could actually control the phone itself with the Braille display. So they knew you could input text, but what they were doing was, when they wanted to open an app, they were tapping on the phone to open the app and various things like that. So I showed them, of course, and how to move around, get to the top of the screen, bottom of the screen, emulate a swipe left, emulate a swipe right, emulate a double tap with the routing keys, various things like that. So now he has to handle the phone a lot less, and he can keep his hands on the Braille display, and he was so pleased about that. So we introduced them to some extra commands, and that, that was a really good feeling at the end of that day, because I've enabled him to do more than just read Braille or write Braille with his phone. He can control his phone. There's a couple of things that I couldn't figure out how to do. And if anyone listening knows, I'd be very interested. If you go into Seeing AI, so he can go into Seeing AI, and if it's on the right channel, say document channel or whatever, he can press the scan button and it will scan the text and he can start reading it in Braille. It's not a problem. Where it comes a problem is changing channels, because with the iPhone it's a single flick up and down, isn't it, with a single finger.
Yeah.
And I couldn't work out how to accomplish that from the Braille display. If anyone knows, I'd be interested to let me know, because we can pass it on to him. But other than that, he can use Seeing AI and he can get Braille from Seeing AI, and we've got that working now. But the only thing he can't do is change channels. So he can't change from document to short text, for example, and things like that. So if anyone knows how to single flick up and down or emulate that on a Braille display, I'm all ears. And the other thing is there a comprehensive list of Braille display commands for iOS? Because I can't find one. Now I know there's a lot that are undefined. You can define them. You can create your own gestures. But in the navigation section, which is what I'd expect it to be, I couldn't find any way of emulating a single flick up and down. So I couldn't define it to a keystroke for him either. So if anyone knows that, I'd be very interested to hear that. If anyone's a Braille user of iOS and they're better than me, because I'm not a Braille user of iOS, I'm not a great Braille user of iOS, I can get by, but if anyone knows that, I'd be extremely grateful to know.
Yes, and you see, I only like to read books, like I don't use my phone in Braille. It's the same with a QWERTY keyboard, although I do some navigation in Keep, for instance. Sometimes it can be quicker, but normally I'm just inputting text and that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
So we're not really up on...
Don't get me wrong, he can flick up and down with his phone. He can pick his phone up and flick up and down. But I just wondered if there was any way to emulate it on
quicker,
the...
quicker, wouldn't it?
On the Braille display, yeah.
A lot quicker.
Because he's already there on the Braille display. So
yeah,
that'd be interesting to do. Anyway, that's that. What else have we been up to, Ernst?
Well, as well as seeing him, you've been all sorts of places and exhibitions.
Yep, we've been to exhibitions. We've been to Basingstoke.
Oh, goodness me, Southampton.
Kendal. Well, Southampton was where we went to see Michael,
We went to see Michael. It wasn't an exhibition.
So that wasn't an exhibition. Kendal, I've been to an exhibition. Yeah. Looks like we're going back to Kendal again because I've got a Braille display.
Demo.
So, yeah.
It would have been nice, actually, if we could have got a group of people there, wouldn't it? To demo it to, really, like, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Quite good, because it's a long journey.
Yeah.
But it, that didn't happen. But anyway, that's fair enough. That is another thing, while we're on the subject, by the way. If we have... If people want to see a few little things that aren't expensive, what we recommend, because we will always demonstrate something really expensive, like thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
But if it's less, we say, right, can you get a group together?
Get a group of people together.
And we are willing to look at coming.
Get us a premises. And,
well, even if it's your front room, somebody's willing to rent their front room.
Yeah, and then we'll bring stuff to you, you know.
I mean, a person who wants to, who's look at willing it. To... Because they'd like to see it and are willing to get people in their front room. That's good enough. We don't mind. But we've had that. Swindon used to do that, didn't they? It's the Summer Association, was it? Some club?
Yeah. That's why I said get a premises as well. Ask your blind local society. If you want us to come and see you, ask them if we can have a day with computer room services or whatever, and we'll come up.
Yeah, they might have a resource centre and they'll loan out.
Do your own personal exhibition. Yeah. You know, that's another way of doing it, isn't it?
And that's what we've done. Swindon did it several times.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Some organisation in Swindon.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a way of showing off the cheaper things. Several
and the Braille displays, of course.
And Braille displays, of course. And they can be nicer, the smaller exhibitions like that.
Yeah.
If you get people that really want to see these things as well, it can be much nicer in a smaller group.
Yeah.
Like 20 or 30 maybe or whatever, rather than hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah.
Because you can't spend time on it, on the thing, can you, with hundreds and hundreds?
No.
Just show it and that's it, really.
Yeah.
Feel it and quick demo and that's it.
So, yeah, I've been all over the UK. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
And we've been out also back in February, particularly every time Tottenham played football on a time that we could go. We were with...
down the pub with my dad.
Down the pub with
in the
dad.
Evening. That's an evening.
That's all
not
come
work.
To an end now because the things are not on telly and some of these... bits and pieces have come to a finish, haven't they?
Well, it's international break at the moment.
Yeah, so...
So, but next week it all starts again.
Even before that, they weren't on telly. Mm. Some of the matches we wanted where Tottenham were.
That's right.
Actually, so nobody bothered to go. But we were with him on the 27th of February.
On his birthday,
His birthday. We went along.
Yeah.
And had Chinese with him.
Yeah.
And then we all went to the pub.
Yeah.
And had a right laugh.
Yeah.
Sold one of our CDs. Somebody was just telling us he liked the Face Value CD.
Yeah, because I can download it in 24-bit now.
We can buy it again. We've made the money back to buy it again.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
And he really liked it. And
yeah.
We was almost joking, weren't you? How much would you give me for it?
Yeah.
And, you know, he looked it up on Amazon and decided to pay us that price.
Yeah, so he paid me the full price, virtually.
Which is not a new CD, but he knew that.
Yeah.
He knew ours is not a new CD.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we sold a CD.
Yeah.
So that's quite fun.
Yeah.
We haven't been back to the pub since, but my father-in-law took the CD.
Yeah. So it's in the pub now. He's got it around there. Yeah.
Get that.
So, yeah.
So that's been fun. And then when it came to my birthday, we were supposed to go out for a meal.
Yeah.
But postponed it. Debbie was prepared to go because, you know, it's not fair to postpone it. But she wasn't very well to start the day. She did improve, but you just don't know with a cold, do you? And she just stopped. She'd taken ibuprofen stuff to make her a little better than that. But... So we postponed that and got some Subway in instead, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which was really
nice. So you got two treats, didn't you?
I've had three, actually.
Yeah, well,
I had three treats. Because then on the following Saturday, my birthday being on the 13th, on the Saturday, really the 18th, wouldn't it? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We went round her house. That had been planned for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, a long time. Because... there's a particular thing I like, food, and I...
Tacos.
And these branch tacos, they call them.
Yeah.
Spicy chicken and various in wraps, it is. Spicy chicken in wraps.
She did that with chips, didn't she?
It was
nice. Yeah.
And but we had some eclairs for pudding.
Lovely. Very messy.
Her partner was going, I've got no pudding. She said, oh, go and get some eclairs then. So we got some eclairs.
So it was a good evening, wasn't it?
And some wine I'd left there from when we'd been at Christmas.
Yeah, it was a nice evening.
And she bought another bottle of wine, so we drank most of this wine.
And I had one beer, didn't I, and a wine.
You had a beer and
yeah.
quite a bit of wine.
Yeah.
A came back, and that was very nice.
Yeah.
So then this last Friday yesterday, being the 24th.
Yeah.
This is when we postponed my lunch to. So we went then.
So we went to a pub called The Fisherman. It was very nice.
We've been before, and it's not far from here, really.
Service was good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So it's
and it was all very nice.
It's changed hands, and so you don't go to... They'll come and order, they'll come to you if you have a meal. You don't have to go up and order. They'll come to you.
That's right.
If you booked a meal.
Yeah.
And it was packed.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. We think there was a wake or something in there, you know. But
there was, because Debbie said there was people in black.
In black, yeah.
So she thinks it might have been a wake.
But there were, you know.
There were speeches.
Speeches and clapping.
Some clapping
and,
going over at the other side of the bar. And then maybe another bar or the other side anyway from us. But we also went for lunch at 1 o'clock, and it is packed there. And so we had to park a little way away. And of course it was raining, wasn't it, when we got there?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that was all very nice. Got back here. I don't know, about 20 to 3, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's been it, really. Nothing terribly momentous going on.
No, nothing momentous.
No, not really. Other than I'm deciding where to put a new speaker when I get one, which I think I already know the answer to.
Which is another thing.
Oh, yeah, well, we can go into all of that.
Go on, then.
No, you've got to tell them the news first.
Wow. Yeah, the news is now that if any blind people are interested, we're a Sonos dealer now. We're a Sonos reseller.
Well, any sighted people, you don't have to be blind.
Don't have to be blind, of course. But, you know, the particular reason I'm saying that is we'll try and support you as well with setting up the Sonos and, you know, using the apps and things like that if we can.
Hmm.
And so, we are now a Sonos reseller. And so you can buy Sonos from us. And they'll be on the website in the next few days. But if anyone wants to talk to us about Sonos, then give us a ring by all means. It's another good system. It's like Blue Sound. We've sold Blue Sound for a while, haven't we?
Yes.
Blue Sound, they're not innovating anymore. They're getting a bit... So, for example, the BBC are going to stop the tune-in stream soon, as you all know.
And the shoutcasts. For those who don't happen to know.
And so then, if Blue Sound don't do anything, then you won't be able to get BBC on the Blue Sound anymore. Sonos actually use the BBC Sounds app.
They do, yes.
So you will always be able to get BBC.
That's been available for
on the Sonos.
Getting on for a year, I'd say.
So we're now a reseller of Sonos, thanks to Midwich. Mm. And that means,
They're a distributor of all kinds, aren't
they? They are. They distribute high-end audio.
We've bought Olympuses from them, I think.
We have, yeah.
Some of the LS models. We
have, yeah. Talking of which, we're recording on the P4.
We are.
I dug out my LS P4
again.
We'll
go into that in a little while again as to what I think prompted you.
Yeah.
But speakers we're talking about. Is anybody going to buy one of the new Era speakers?
The Era 100 or the Era 300? So the 300 does spatial audio, doesn't it?
Does Dolby Atmos music.
Dolby Atmos.
And it will support Apple Music and Amazon Unlimited spatial music.
Yeah.
And obviously it'll play whatever, your music, other music, but you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody with a Sonos system would know you should be able to play anything.
Yeah.
Now, my I was thinking, my original thought, I was going to get one of those. One of the Era 100s and put in the bedroom. I thought, you know, when I'm on my own, especially, there's some stations I wouldn't mind in stereo, because I use a Roam upstairs, because it's going to have stereo in a single speaker. It won't be very separated, because it's not a very big speaker or very wide.
Is the Roam stereo?
No, not the Roam. Oh. The Era.
Oh, the Era,
I usually have the Roam.
Yeah.
But I was going to put that up there. I thought, yeah, that'd be nice. Then I'll buy the other one and put it in the living room. And I discovered it needs a lot of space around the sides. It mustn't be blocked into a shelf. And I thought, well, the only place I could put it is in front of the telly, and I don't wish to block off the infrared, because it's... I don't know if it's too tall to reach to do that, but it then also vies for space where you put your laptop to plug it into your interface for using with Reaper, recording and playing your keyboard and things like that.
Yeah.
So I thought, drawing board. So I was looking at all the different walls. Couldn't decide, do I put a wall stand or a shelf? I'm thinking it's going to be a shelf. And it's going to probably be upstairs in the bedroom. But the wall mount would be better in that it tidies the cable up.
Yeah.
But with the shelf, it's just going to have to be angling down the back. And.
But why can't it be a wall mount?
Well, because I think people know how to put shelves up a lot easier than the way these wall mounts work, surely.
But they come with full instructions.
Well, if there are instructions in the user guide.
Yeah.
But the wall must have these studs in it. It's made for wall stud mounting.
Right.
So that has to be that way.
Right.
And it's 79 quid.
Yeah, I get that.
Which is okay, as far as it goes. And it does give you access to the controls. Allows you to mount it upside down if you need to be too near the ceiling. Because the other thing it needs is a 2 foot clearing space, at least. It needs to have 2 feet clear above it. Because it bounces the sounds off the ceilings, the walls and everywhere. We shall start seeing reviews from next week because it comes out Tuesday. So in a few days, we'll start seeing people's reviews of it. I'm hoping to get hold of one quite soon. I think a shelf's going to be easier for somebody to put up, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
Somebody can just come
in and just put a shelf up and that's it.
But you've got to get the wood. So you're saying that the mount is 79 quid. You've still got to pay for the wood of the shelf.
Well, when your dad's got shelves for us, it's never been that expensive.
No, it hasn't. But the point is that the mounts probably are easier to put up than the shelf, I would have thought.
Well, we can. But I don't know if we have studs in these walls. I still don't know the answer to that.
No.
If not, I can't use that wall mount.
No.
But it has a platform, so that's going to allow for all that space. And it's going to be quite a big amount.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite big.
Yeah.
Big enough and heavy enough to hold the speaker, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, it's a speaker 4 point something kilos, I think. I don't know, the average sort of size, I suppose. But anyway, so that's what we've been looking at. And I've got a couple of possibilities there. Anyway, so I'm planning to get hold of one of these. And so I won't be needing the two of them if I'm putting that in my bedroom. The only way you might ever want the other one is if you want a decent alarm system in your bedroom when BBC Sounds goes away from your flex.
Well, yeah, but we've got the JBL, we can do that.
You can do an alarm. But it has disadvantages, though, doesn't it, I think, with JBL, unless you can set it with your voice to do
durations.
2 hours.
And
we don't know. We haven't tried that.
No.
So, the JBL, that works as well. We've tried that.
Yeah.
We've got a little speaker we bought that for podcasting, Chromecasting too.
That's right.
Moving it around so we could take it places
in
the bathroom or wherever, you know. So, yeah, so that's me. So anybody buying any of these speakers? Anybody ordered one? Pre-ordered them because you could pre-order them for quite a while back.
Yeah.
Earlier this month anyway.
Yeah.
And they're out Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So I shall get mine once I get the money together.
From your favourite Sonos dealer.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wasn't going to pre-order one. I was waiting to see if we could do this before I went any further with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so.
No, it's not so much the expense of the stand, it's that I think it's easier often a shelf.
I don't know.
Simple.
Honestly, don't know. I don't know why you come to that conclusion, because I don't know. Why? How would you know?
Well,
you haven't seen any of those wall mounts.
But I know people who put shelves up simply.
Yeah, but you're basing it on...
on what I know.
No evidence.
I'm basing it on what I know.
Yeah. You'll probably find the mounts are much easier to put up. So, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
You'd have to talk to a carpenter and that and compare it or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But they'd need to know what they need before they come. It gives you instructions what you need.
Exactly.
A pencil, I think that's to mark a level spot. I don't know what you need a pencil. I'm sure a good carpenter doesn't need a pencil.
Yeah.
They're aiming it at me, the likes of us who don't know how to put things up, I think. Aren't they?
Yeah. But anyway.
And anyway, if this wall doesn't have these studs, you can't do it. So it's a shelf anyway.
That's right.
so that's, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's that. So that's all that.
Yeah.
And now we're going to talk about what made you jog your memory and decided you to bring your P4 out again.
Well, here's another direction I went down, because I've been recording with my phone more recently because the Sony phones have nice mics. They're certainly not as nice as these mics, though, that I've got now. This is the LSP4, the Olympus LSP4. And I heard of a recorder recently, the LSP5. Now, Olympus Audio, the brand, have been taken over by something called OM Systems Digital Solutions, something like that. And they now do the LSP5. The LSP5 doesn't have voice guide, but apparently the LSP5 can be set. Certain settings can be done through your phone using Bluetooth. So I'm kind of in a quandary whether I buy one of these and see how accessible it is, in fact, setting it up on the phone. You know, can I change file formats? Can I do what I can with the P4? And it made me get the P4 out again. I'm glad I did, because it's a beautiful little recorder. And it is tiny. It's like a pack of chewing gum.
I love the P4.
And it's a lovely recorder, and that's what we're recording on today.
I do have a couple of things of the P4 that because it's not full voice guide, there are some little issues, aren't there? I've got two things that are a slight issue. The one a lot more than another, but I do love the P4.
The one is the volume control, isn't it?
Yeah, because you can have it either as speed or volume.
Yeah, it would be nice if it said speed or volume when you switch.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then there's the OK thing when you choose to put in your battery. It needs a...
Yeah, so when you plug it in, you have to select PC or AC. And if you select AC power, that means you can use it while it's charging. If you select PC, you can connect to a PC, but it will charge either way. But if you don't press OK after you've pressed on your selection, so you have to press OK on AC or PC, and if you press OK, if you press OK on that, that's fine. But if you don't press OK for a second time, it doesn't charge.
Oh, God.
And that's what I did the other day. I forgot to do it.
There's no voice guide for that.
No voice guide at all. Just a couple of beeps.
But you've
got no confirmation, in fact, that it's charging.
No. I mean, I've always managed to do it.
Yeah.
But if you don't do it for a while, you have to sort of think...
That's right. That's right. You know, I managed to do it now I remembered to do it.
Yeah. I think I'll give you mine because mine's run out. I'll let you do it now you remembered.
Well, you can do it.
Well,
I'll show
you.
You
can do it on a computer.
You can do it on anything.
I tended to do it down here on that, but I used to have to put it on the floor, and it's not brilliantly safe, I guess. Well, it's all right when I do it when I'm on my own here.
Yeah.
I tend to do it when I'm...
Yeah, we can do yours.
But anyway, that's a different story.
And the other thing is it takes only one AAA rechargeable battery, and you get several hours out of it.
You get a lot of time out of it.
So it's pretty good.
It really is.
Yeah.
The P5 looks much the same. They reckon upgraded mics.
Yeah.
The central mic does a bit more. There's a bit more to it.
Yes. So on the P4, the central mic just adds bass, basically. But it doesn't do much more other than add bass and give a central perspective. If you turn the central mic off, which I've tried, I tried that this morning, in fact, you get... It's a bit like having a low-cut filter on.
Yes.
So you get less bass.
Yes.
And you get a wider...
It's all right. So mine
slightly wider.
Off.
You got yours off, haven't you?
Yeah, I've never had it on.
Oh, you're not?
Because the things I record, I like as wide as... I like a decent...
Well, I've got it on at the moment because it kind of loses the bass in your voice.
I was talking, I would do, that's right.
I've also got this set to Zoom Mic 1, which means that it's slightly wider.
Wider, yeah.
So it should get you and I more defined.
That's right.
If you turn Zoom off, then your stereo is narrow. Yeah. It's quite a narrow field.
It is, yeah.
So I've got it set to Zoom Mic 1. So it's a nice sounding recording. I tried a few things this morning. So we're recording it today. And of course I'll level it so that Angie and I are level on Reaper and things like that.
So anyway, you were going to say what the P5's middle central mic does.
Yeah, the P5's central mic is actually a third mic which does everything that the other two mics do. It's not just bass. Not just adds bass. So you get a richer sound because you're getting the bass with all three mics. Mm. That makes sense. So it does sound good. I've heard a couple of YouTube videos, although YouTube isn't the best way to hear
a good quality recording.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. But it's, I'm not sure it's any better than this.
Well, they say upgraded mics.
So maybe the pattern, the, you know, more directional or less directional or something like that. Maybe because you know
this one is nice.
Yes.
If it broke, whether you get it fixed, could well probably not. I mean, maybe not now. Your LS100 seems to have packed up.
It kept doing
strange things and kept needing resetting. We don't know what's wrong with that.
What I love about this is no cable either. You know, you've got a USB port, which is you flick it out with a switch.
Yeah.
Which is quite nice.
Mm.
So yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's it about that. But so we're recording on the P4 today. Be interested in anyone's views, particularly anyone with hearing loss like David, because David always tells us if he can hear us better.
Yes, because we haven't on the P4 ever before used the slightly wider Zoom
mics. No, no.
They can add artifacts. They can add some wishy-washiness, but I think they've cured a lot of
it. I think they've cured a lot of it, because I couldn't hear it today when I put it on mic one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's only through headphones you can really hear it. Yeah. But it's much better, I think. They certainly, improved things. But I think that it's good stuff.
It is good stuff, Anything else?
No, I think that is probably... Oh, Auntie Maureen came to see us, didn't she? Beginning of March, not the first of March.
With Pie
first
Mash.
First Saturday in March.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was nice. That's really it. We seem to have been busy.
Yeah, I haven't even got a title for this podcast yet. It doesn't really have a theme, so I'm just thinking about just probably going to be catching up or something like that, because there's nothing special.
About new products.
Yeah,
that
something
might
like
get
that.
People interested.
That's right.
And they'll listen out for the new product.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Catching up on new products, how about that?
But I think could be. I'll think about that and see if I can come up with something pithy, you know, catchy, you know.
You're pretty good at that.
Things
that,
I often come up with titles.
Very good at that.
Anyway, I think that's going to do it this time, because my voice is getting croaky and I could do with a cup of coffee. But we're not going to have one yet.
You can have it first if you
want. I'm getting dry at the moment.
You can have it first if you want.
Probably talking. Because we probably have an extra one because it's early, can't we?
You can have it first if you don't mind waiting a bit for food. You don't have to wait a bit.
No, I don't mind. Anyway, with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we'll see you, as ever, next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.